Maxwell family already knew about it. So Epstein joined an already existing structure, but they upgraded because of guys like Les Wexner and Jean-Luc Brunel, because they had modeling agencies, so they could lure the cream of the crop for pedophiles, saying, oh, you're gonna model for Victoria's Secret or Abercrombie and Fitch or whatever, and getting 12, 14 year olds, 13 year olds in, take their passport away, kidnap them, abuse them. And we all know what happened from there, but they had a whole pipeline from Europe, the Philippines. This was international, bringing these kids to the United States and France primarily to be repeatedly raped and passed around. The purpose from the intelligence side of it was to use them as blackmail to spy mostly on the United States for science and technology on behalf of Israel. Israel did not give the green light to rape kids for personal interest, because that doesn't serve them in any way. But here it is written down in a case that was settled and she won, you know? So, you know, there's no way she just made this up, like Dershowitz said, right?
Hi, this is Sarah. Before we get into our regular programming, I want to tell you about the Sheriff fundraiser that we're doing. We're trying to raise $300,000 to educate at least one third of the sheriffs in this country to protect our rights, the rights that are promised to us in the Constitution, and not only to educate them on what their oath of office is, but also on how to go about doing that. If there are more business shutdowns, and more importantly, if there's a mass forced vaccination plan that gets implemented, how do the sheriffs protect our rights? And they need to be ready and prepared to do that. So this educational effort, this major fund drive that we're doing of $300,000 will go to fund this effort to get them educated. So if you have any money that you can donate, and I realize that there are many, many people out of work, but if you do have some money that you can donate to this very important cause, please consider doing that. You can go to sheriffffund.com and donate today. Thank you so much for supporting this important cause.
He showed me how bad it is. He's let me show you something. He went into a chat room. I don't even know how he did it. I remember doing that on like AOL a long time ago. You could just join random chats. But he opened up a chat room on something. We're sharing a computer screen. And he pretended to be a 16-year-old girl from Florida or something. Because they're all like ASL, ASL, which maybe you know as a woman on the internet, like age, sex, location. I was oblivious to all this. But I learned new terms. I mean, within seconds, it was like bling, 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 all these windows opening of guys propositioning. And it was just like straight sex talk. I said, I'm 14. That's okay. And he, you know, he just kept saying, and they like wanted to fly her to where their location is to have sex with her. And it didn't take hours, or it took seconds. And there were people from India, from wherever, that were willing to come to Florida and bang this little kid, you know. And I wanted to puke after that. I was like, my Lord, how hard would it be to be an actual 14-year-old on the internet? Just don't even ever say your age, you know?
Let me tell you, there are girls. I talked to my daughter about it, and I was horrified. I have an article that's been out for almost a year now about this, exactly what you're talking about. And I asked my daughter about it. I was just horrified. Oh, my God, did my daughter have to experience this? And all of the girls know about it. And parents don't, we're clueless. And I asked her and she goes, oh yeah, everybody. She goes, that's why everything's private with me. I don't let any of these guys, but even college girls get it, Mom. And she says, the bad part is these girls that are younger, that are, they want attention, not younger, the ones that are not, you know, even younger, you know, from 12 on, but they want attention.
Some younger, some the same age.
Yeah, I didn't mean to say even the ones that are younger. I meant the ones that are insecure, even the ones that are really insecure and they want the attention. They actually don't make it private because they like that attention from all those guys. And she goes, Mom, it's really bad. So some of these girls will interact with them because they just want that attention. They don't get that love from other people. And I was horrified by that. And the other thing that is horrifying is
the men will lie too and say, oh, I'm 15 or whatever. You know?
Well, they'll do whatever. I mean, they don't care.
They'll act like
boys are getting it too.
Yeah, they'll just
the young boys are getting it too. But the thing that's horrifying.
Sometimes it's more on girls, but
it is. Yep.
Yeah.
But the thing that's horrifying is that this means that our law enforcement have been told to stand down on this for decades. And so it's so brazen, these people just don't think they're ever going to get caught. It's so, and the other thing is that there's juice bars.
They're using 9/10 of the money to go around to jail people for marijuana or whatever.
It's stupid.
Which has to do with the way the whole system's structured to give financial incentive to go after like low-hanging fruit drug users, not even dealers. They don't plan to stop it. Like, contrast the United States where I live, Japan, right? We have the same drug laws. Like, I know libertarians and stuff, and I used to be like, yeah, just legalize it all, right? Because it would take away the market incentive and da 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 da. But then I look at a place like Japan, it's illegal to do heroin, it's illegal to smoke pot, it's illegal to do cocaine, all that same thing. But we don't have, you know, 2% of the whole world's prison population here, and we don't have people in jail for smoking pot because it's considered like, yeah, it's illegal, but it's a way low on the list of crimes and you don't go to jail for it. And we don't have a huge problem with drug use here for heroin and all these things. It turns out
you have adults.
Yeah, it turns out
you have adults running the system over there.
Yeah, well, what happens in the U.S. is the cartels and the government are like this. I'm crossing my fingers for those who are not watching, but they CIA has been caught bringing cocaine into the United States. So like, even if the drugs are illegal and if you say, oh, well, legalize it, whatever, they're not going to, because they're the ones profiting the most, more than the Sinaloa or Zeta or any of the people, let's say in Mexico. We've got an Iran-Contra narcotics for arms, right? The way that they can get explain the black market's weapons trade is to say, oh, they're selling narcotics, and that's how ISIS and al-Nusra Front and these warlords and stuff are paying for tow missiles and so on. The reality is the CIA is going through companies like Purple Shovel to send small arms to terrorists. We actually created Al-Qaeda, and still are. But the excuse is, oh no, they were able to buy that all on their own because of the drug trade. That's why we need a bigger war on drugs. But it's a scam, because all they really do is throw the little local street dealer and it's usually the poorest walks of life have already gone through all this abuse and end up on heroin or whatever. It ought to be considered a medical problem rather than a crime. And they just throw them in jail.
Well, it's just making a priority over the crimes that are bigger. I mean, come on. We're not solving anything if you're not going over these, getting rid of these large crime that are totally destroying all of our communities. And we're just deteriorating.
The cops
do. They do. Now, there's dirty cops, but the majority of the ones that go in there
after real criminals. But
yeah, I mean, we don't want to do this.
We don't have the tools.
Yeah.
Because how can you stop the internet? Like, seconds, and we had like 35 proposals on a fake account, and the guys know it could probably be fake and still did it, right?
I know
that would take massive policing, but I think if a few of these people started getting nabbed, they would be more wary of openly going on thing, right? But they don't have the resources to deal with it, but they've got plenty of resources to go on the war on drugs in a selective way, right? But really, if you want to stop drug use,
it's a dog and pony show.
It's not about whether drugs are legal or not. It's about the culture that wants to do drugs in the first place. And that has to do with the breakdown of the family. The nuclear family has been destroyed in the United States. That's the big difference.
And that's still what they want to keep doing. And that Black Lives Matter, as much as Black Lives do matter, the part of their agenda is to break down the nuclear family, which has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. And I would think
it's a great
black
slogan,
person.
But Black Lives Matter don't matter to Black Lives Matter.
Well, like, no, but my point,
it's just a Marxist organization with a cool theme.
It is. And my point is that every black person should look at that and say, I'm calling BS on this and you're using us again, because the last thing we need is to break down our nuclear family. We need to build that up. And the fact that you're using us to break down the nuclear family, how dare you? This is another abuse of the black people. But the other thing I wanted to bring up is the juice bars. There are juice bars all over this country. If they were serious about taking down crime and not letting little kids be trafficked, they would get rid of these juice bars, and they all know they exist. It's where they have kids that are 13, 14, 15, 16 being trafficked out in these flipping juice bars. And they're all over the country. There's two of them in New York. I mean, they know they exist, and they're being told to stand down and don't do anything about it. It's unacceptable.
I think there needs to be a massive investigation in the Child Protective Services too.
Yes,
because
there
the
does.
People that are supposed to be protecting kids are often using nefarious.
It's not everybody.
They do the exact opposite of what they're supposed to. They take kids away from parents that are loving them, and they don't do anything when there's severe abuse most of the time. And like, that's where they've been targeted. It's hard for us to understand that there are so many pedophiles, because it's so abhorrent and so removed from our universe that anyone could behave like that. And there are multiple theories and different types of pedophiles and so on. I'm like, I don't care if it's genetic or whatever. Like, the result's the same, and it has to stop, right? And one way we know that can combat that is keeping families together, right?
Well, we don't have the luxury of caring where, how it comes from, because it's so destructive to our society and to children's and to families that we don't have the luxury of caring where this originates from. We have to get it away from these. We have to remove it. You can care about it once it's removed. Go ahead, knock yourself out. Care about it with that group, but do not let them get involved with our families and our children. And I mean, it's a zero tolerance. We can't. They're too precious. It's too costly to society. These children's lives are destroyed. And just like drugs going into, they're doing drugs.
I think if we could stop child abuse, not just sexual, just to all forms of it, every type of crime, murder, theft, etc., would nearly disappear. I'm living in a country like the murder rate in Japan is the lowest in the industrialized world. The prefecture where I live hasn't had a murder since 2015 in the entire state for 5 years. Not a single murder. You can't say that about the United States. They have that one weekend in Chicago, right? But all the laws, it's just as illegal to murder in the U.S. as it is in Japan. The difference is the culture. And we're not inundated with filth from the media.
That's what we get when we have a President Bush, the first one, who helped create this whole thing. Didn't give a shit. Everything he said was not true as far as caring about families and stuff, because he was, at the same time he said that, behind the scenes, he was doing everything that would break the family down. And every president after that was
Didn't
under his control in some way.
Just say no?
Yeah, I mean, it's just,
I can't remember if it was Nancy or if it was Barbara, but
I think it was Nancy.
She said, just say no. This is your brain on drugs. Was it Nancy? Okay.
It was Nancy.
You know,
it was
fine. Then Reagan's vice president was still bringing in the cocaine. You know, he was the head director of the CIA. He's the one that.
Well, they didn't like each other from what I understood.
Yeah. Well, even Bush Sr. was not on board with the neocons. Like, so even he had a line. He, as terrible as he was, and he would bring in drugs, and he did so many terrible things. He's the one that put us in bed with Saudi Arabia, and so he was terrible. But his son went even further, right? His son, Bush the Lesser, I call him, got in completely with Robert Kagan and Bill Kristol and these neocons, which is how we ended up with September 11th and a completely pointless war in Iraq that destroyed hundreds of thousands of lives over lies. But Bush Sr. wouldn't do it. He called him the crazies in the basement. He's like, I'm not listening to you weirdos. And he had James Baker and these other guys, but
he brought in drugs. He brought in that environment that was going to cause us to spiral downward. And that's what's happened. We're spiraling downward, and now it's so bad that the like I said, the mob from the past, which is what Trump kind of represents, is coming to save the day and get rid of that whole bottom group, because it's so bad. And you know, Obama wasn't any better. He was a sleaze bag. So we had sleaze bag after sleaze bag.
Oh, you're terrible.
Yeah, coming in. And as bad as people want to say Trump is.
And the Clintons.
The Clintons were awful. And so I am thankful that we have Trump cleaning up what he's cleaning up. And people need to understand that if you bring in Biden, he's a sleaze bag like the rest of them. And we just, we either can
he can't
go,
even keep his hands off children when he knows he's on camera. You know, like Joe Biden, he definitely, he's a weirdo for sure.
He is.
If you talk to people in Vegas, because the government runs a lot of it now, they're like, I miss the mob. The mob at least had some standards, like lines they wouldn't cross. The government's just made it worse.
Well, that's
worse and worse.
You know, my dad said that in Chicago because he grew up in Chicago. He was in charge of the Army Corps of Engineers for the Midwest. And he said, at least with the with the mob, you could, they would go and pay someone off to do the right thing. In a lot of cases, they cared about their communities. I know that sounds weird, but they did. Whereas it's institutionalized. Now the with the lawyers and everything else, this crime has been institutionalized, and we have, we got Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. It can't be any more of a joke what's going on right now.
She's incredible.
She's the definition of clown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got some clowns where I live. I'm in Minneapolis, so I got good old, they call them baby face mom jeans, Marxist sympathizer, Jacob Fry. Yeah,
we don't even have a police academy. You might want to start with that.
It's
defunding the police. Well, obviously, we're all against police abuse, right? But there are a lot of things in between stop police abuse and get rid of the cops completely. There's a lot of things that could be changed. Get rid of qualitative immunity, get rid of no-knock raids, get rid of red flag laws, asset forfeiture and all that. Those are the things that need to be reformed. And Senator Paul actually tried to put a bill through on that, and the media just went after him like he had married Hitler. I mean, it's insane. Like, so they don't really want any meaningful police reform. It's just something to say.
The media itself needs to be reformed. We have a crooked media. And if you can't see it with this COVID, they've taken down our country, the whole entire economy. There's already more deaths with young people with suicide and drug overdose. The CDC, head of the CDC already admitted that excess deaths past COVID has already gone past COVID with our young people. And we're going to have millions of deaths based on what they did. And so the media is complicit in being criminals. And if there's anybody that needs to be taken down, it's our media, because we cannot get, I had 9 videos of PhDs and doctors, different people, at that level who are very respected in their fields. All 9 of them removed off of YouTube. When we get to a point where respected people can't voice their opinion to help our country move forward and to save lives, we have gotten to the bottom of the bottom, and our media and our tech companies are protecting that. And when they will protect pedophiles like the Twitter, they'll protect hashtags that are pedophile recruitment hashtags while taking down others who are trying to stop it. If you can't tell that our media has reached bottom, and employees that are in there, if you care about humanity and care about our country, you need to push back and say, hell with this. Hell no. I am not supporting you in this. And push back however you can. I know you got to keep your jobs.
Big tech's on the map.
They need to keep their jobs, but they also need to push back and do whatever you can behind the scenes to change it internally. Because it's not okay, and they know it's not okay. Everybody who isn't a psychopath knows it's not okay. So, okay, I'm done with my rant.
Isn't it sick that people like Julian Assange are in jail and Hillary Clinton's walking around free? And isn't it sick that a lot of people who do speak out against it have to use a pseudonym and stuff because they're afraid of being doxxed, which means they're going to get fired from their job and deplatformed and so on? Because if you openly oppose horrible immoral things like pedophilia, pointless wars, and so on, you'll get erased from the internet. You might get canceled from your bank. Did you know that I was removed from Patreon this exact hour that Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested?
Why were you removed?
I've been waiting and deserve to break this story, right? Because I've been telling the truth about Epstein for a long time. And when she got arrested, I don't know if it was out of spite or whatever, they erased my Patreon. They had already kicked me off PayPal. So I had no means of an income. The whole month I've been scrambling to sell these maps and do all these things that I should not be having to do just to pay rent for my family, because Patreon was it. I was like, if I lose that, I'm in serious trouble. And they took it away the day she got arrested.
Patreon, I depend on Patreon too. And so it really bothers me that they're doing that, because I'm like, oh no, because so many of us depend on Patreon. And they could take that away from us overnight. And that scares the hell out of me. And so it's a chicken and the egg thing. We don't want Patreon to go down.
You know, I'm like, oh, I can't see this.
I can't self. I can't.
I would start making a Subscribe Scar backup or something.
Yeah, I'm going to start
doing Imagine
that.
If you lost it, what would happen to you and your family? That's what happened to me.
I
would start making a backup, and I would tell your Patreons, listen, this platform is a time bomb. So go over to Subscribe Star or get someone to help make you. I'll even help you make a for pay website with a paywall so you don't have to have a middleman. We need to be as independent as possible. Like, we need to boycott them. Patreon, PayPal, even YouTube, all that. I fully support BitChute and Brand New Tube and Libri and anything that is off the establishment, because I've been deleted from YouTube 4 times. I was removed from Gumroad. I've been removed from Pick Something. I've been removed, except for a handful of good ones.
And your journalism is fun. You wouldn't even say a name unless you could prove it. So I'm proud of you for that. That's excellent. And I always say, people, don't, unless
I
you can prove
and,
it, please don't put it on my channel.
People have to know there's growing pains and to stick with it, even if it's has some trouble in the beginning. Like BitChute had trouble in the beginning. Brand New Tube had trouble in the beginning. Everything has trouble in the beginning, but it gets on a roll after a while. Subscribe Star had trouble. Now they work. And I can't stand Patreon. And I knew they had thrown off Sargon of Akkad and others, but I'm like, I don't have a choice. I couldn't get Subscribestar because I live in Japan and you needed like US bank and this and that, right? Or I would have left in a second, right? So I had no other choice. I go through my website now and it's a pain because it doesn't perfectly work. We have to manually sit there and do it, but I'll have that straightened out soon, because that WooCommerce just came out with this new package for WordPress and we're going to get it all sorted out. But like, that map, which I would have just like thrown on the internet, I sell it as a poster because I have to, because they canceled me, right? And I'm like, I have a...
How much do you sell it for?
Can you show us it? The same kind of map.
Show us it and tell us what it is and how much it costs, because it is fantastic. And I'm going to play those videos of
it. It's like, it's got the photos of the people and it shows
it's the
financial connections and everything. It's the Epstein map. It's 30 by 24 inches. So it's a large map that can go on your wall. But I feel like you need a visual aid like that, because some of us can just spit out names and do the story, but it's hard to follow. Wait, who is he related to? Whatever. But if you have the map, and then it makes way more sense, right? Like it's just, you can see it. And a lot of visual learners, which is, I think, majority of people, can look at the map and follow it and read it. And what I want to do is digitalize the whole thing. So I have a map, you click on a face, and it tells you whatever their financial crime was, sexual crime, et cetera, and the relationships to other people on the map. And, you know, that's something I came up with as a product to sell, because I thought, well, what am I going to do? I was thrown off of Vimeo, too. They took $6,000 from me. And here's another one about Patreon. They charged all my Patreons for July. They deleted me on July 2nd. Japan time, and charged all my Patreons even though there was no content, and then told them to get a refund from me, which none of them did because I was never paid for July. They lied to them. It's so illegal on so many levels. And I believe they charged them for August.
Okay, that's just...
So I told people, go to your credit card company and cancel your payment to Patreon. So don't pay them for July. Don't let them take that money from you. So they stole over $6,000. Vimeo stole over $6,000. PayPal, for 15 years I was with PayPal. So all my recurring payments for 15 years, that took a long time to establish. You know how hard it is in the beginning to get going, right? I'm only at 72,000 on YouTube because they erased me 4 times. I had that in the very beginning. I had that like in 2009. I was at the same number.
Well, you would probably be in the millions.
They erased me in
December. You would be in the middle. They kept me
down.
Oh, if
they were fair,
well, I think I would be up there, too.
They suppress you, and it's like...
I was for a year
Well,
the
you did
camp
hit,
leader.
you did grow over 100,000 though, so congratulations. You're going to
Well,
get a little plaque and everything.
I will. I mean, I no
But
one's
you
a.
should. You should have half a million at least. But
I.
we all know the funny business with the handbrake software and all that,
Well,
so
and
you probably
Google.
shadow banned.
Oh, my Google. Organic traffic to my website from Google is now at 1%. So I am, shadow banned and everything else. It was up to over 50% when I started. Now
Sure.
it's down to 1%. There's no way that my organic traffic would be less than, be at
Do you have
1%.
followers on YouTube that say, "Hey, I'm not getting notifications
Yeah,
from
I
you,
get
even though
that
I clicked
too.
the bell?"
Yeah, oh
Do you have the
yeah, I
same?
get all
Me
that.
too. Yep.
I get all that. So
I had one
it
the other day. It was like 4,000 people were watching live, but usually it's only like 500 people watching live because they don't notify anybody. One of them slid through somehow,
Yeah.
but
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
it just depends
Well,
who's working that day or whatever. Have you heard my Google story?
no, what's your Google?
I confronted them physically.
You did. What?
They gave me three strikes, but they just changed the rules to where the first one's a warning. So I was like about to be deleted for the fifth time. So I had a warning and two strikes, which means if I got another one, all my videos would have been erased. And in the middle of the Epstein thing, I just put out the two map videos and then boom, 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 strike, strike, strike. All in one day, just three strikes in one day, doom. So you got to wait 3 months.
It's how dare them, protect pedophilia and child rape. What are they doing?
Well, they do.
It's like you really are that wimpy. You have no courage whatsoever to protect children. You have no backbone. I mean, what's wrong
But
with you?
it also shows how weak
They're
and
weak.
desperate they are, right? If they're attacking someone like me, that's desperate. Right? I don't have power like billionaires and stuff. They did not want that out because, like, QAnon grabbed some of my maps, which is fine. I wish they'd put my name under it, but they didn't. But whatever. I guess they assume everyone wants to be anonymous, but I don't. I want people to be able to find me so they can get more information. Right? My name's already out there anyway. I've already crossed the Rubicon. Might as well go with it, right? But so what I did, because I could not get hold of a human being to save my life, I went to the Google headquarters of all of Europe, which is in Ireland. I'd always wanted to go to Ireland anyway. Never been there, part Irish. So I went to their HQ. I explained the night before in the temple area what was going on. We had about 90 people, all strangers. I just met them the night before or whatever, and their friends showed up,
Good
physically
for
showed up
them.
in front of the
Thank you,
Google
people.
headquarters with me that afternoon. And they're like, "You need a pass." And I'm like, "I do." And I turned around and it was like Braveheart. This whole hall of people started filling up the street. I was like, "How do I get a pass?" And while I'm arguing with the guards, like some people came out, like, "Oh, I'll talk to you. I'm an engineer." Da, da, da. So I told them the story. I was like, "I'm defending Palestinian rights. I'm going over, I'm an anti-war activist in Syria. I'm also following the Epstein trial. I just went over the majority of my stuff. And I'm routinely being given strikes over nothing because of somebody's political axe to grind, right?" And all my strikes were removed. So they don't like that. And this is the even more hilarious part. And I gave this a screenshot of this to Mr. Atwood. When I landed in London and they knew like I actually had flown over there and I wasn't just talking trash, I flew from Japan to London. And when my phone could come on, I get a letter from Google all of a sudden. "Oh, we know what you're planning to do in London and da 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 da," and threaten me, right? And I just wrote back and said, "You have the wrong information," because they did. I wasn't planning to do anything in London. I was going to Dublin because that's where the main headquarters is. But the Susan that runs it, she was in London at the time and was frightened that I was coming. I'm like, "It's not illegal to go try and talk to somebody at a business because they won't talk to you online." I didn't say I was going there to torch it or something. I said I was going there to talk to somebody. And that's what all I was doing. I was going there to talk to anyone because I could not talk to anybody through email. I couldn't get hold of anybody. And this is my life. If I didn't have my YouTube, that was it. And I was like, "I cannot go through this. I can emotionally and financially not go through losing my YouTube again." It took too long to build up.
I understand.
There's so many videos on there, and I'm like, I will fly there, and I don't know what I'm going to do if you don't give it back to me. But they did.
Well, you know what? You know what's? I don't understand. If Susan had courage and she cared about children, she'd come out and say, we have zero tolerance for all this human trafficking, and we are not going to take down the people, the journalists, the courageous journalists that are covering this, because the mass media are not, and I need to protect these journalists. I'm sorry, but I care about children. Instead, she's weak, and she's not protecting the journalists. You are not talking about people who have not been indicted or have been shown to really be involved. So as a journalist, that's what makes you a good journalist. And to not support the journalists who are on the front line doing the hard work is a coward. You're a coward, and you're not helping our children. I'm sorry, but at some point, all of us need to stand up and say, this is what being an adult is. This is what's being protecting our children and being
true. You know, guys that did a lot more than me, like Edward Snowden, was exiled. Julian Assange is thrown in jail because they had a lot more info than I do. And so we see what happens. Like, they tried to financially ruin me. They canceled me on everything. It's a terrible thing to go through. But look at what they did to some other people. Snowden can't even come back to the United States. Probably doesn't want to. And Julian Assange paid the ultimate price. And why? For telling the truth about Hillary's crimes? He should be pardoned.
The finances that Hillary Clinton and all these other people stole, he should get a portion of that. And he should get health care for the rest of his life for sure, because they've been torturing him for years. That man deserves so much more and so much credit for what he brought to light. And it is a tragedy. It's an absolute tragedy that we are watching this go on. And that's why I'm saying the mass media is treasonous. They're complicit in crimes, because yes, they're smearing this right. guy who had the courage to come forward and tell people about things. I watched our media, local media. We covered a story where...
And they blamed it on Russia.
Well, I watched our local media. This was horrifying, where we knew that there was a local sex trafficking ring of young boys all the way up to the UN, and we had it nailed. I mean, we knew, and we talked about it. And they came forward, and they protected these guys. And I watched this local media. It was Fox News, by the way, but I don't think all the different local Fox News are different. And they were protecting these creeps. They're protecting this child trafficking ring, and we knew we had the information just nailed. I had two really good investigators on, and they came on and they protected. It was the Wetterling case, and they protected these creeps, and I'm horrified. And so if people can firsthand see how treasonous and how traitor and how they don't care about these children, they should be pushed. All these people need to be pushing back. But because they keep us so silent, and so 1% of Google's traffic will come to my site, because they keep us so low profile, they can get away with it. And I'm wondering, you know, at what point are people going to say enough is enough? At what point are the black people going to say this BLM movement, enough is enough of you using us, tearing down our families, throwing our people in jail when you don't go after crimes that are bigger?
But it's just...
Go ahead.
A lot of them are speaking out against Black Lives Matter, and then they get piled up on, right, and get called Uncle Tom and this and that. But the ones that are doing that aren't on TV, right?
One got killed.
Well, obviously, yeah, more than one has been killed, but
yeah, more than one.
It is a horrible thing, and it shouldn't surprise you. Like, Jimmy Savile was protected until he wasn't really exposed until after he died, right? It goes all the way to the top. It has to, or they wouldn't be protected. And getting back to Alan Dershowitz, was just like a walking negative stereotype. That guy, he's so disgusting. But when Tucker Carlson had him on and asked him, like, it from a moral perspective, and Dershowitz just acts like, morals, what are those? He's like, that was my job. No, it's not. You could say, when you find out, because he and Barry Kircher is the other one, they're both ADL award winners, they helped get Epstein's sweetheart deal, right? So he was protected too. But it's not your job, because you know that somebody's raping all these kids. You could say, get another lawyer. I'm not going to do that. But he did it because that's what he's always done. He's a career pedophile protector.
Yeah, he's a creepy, instead of a creepy porn lawyer, he's a creepy
You don't have to expose him, but you can say, I can't be your lawyer because from a moral point of view, I just cannot defend a serial child rapist. Go find someone else.
Well, I kind of like him being the poster child because he's such a creepo and he just comes across as such a sleazeball. And with no morals and he's so much on him, people just need to realize that this is what we're dealing with. And we all need to unite. This isn't left, right. Go ahead.
Yeah. Alan Dershowitz, and this wasn't until like his 70s or whatever, I think he's 81 now, said he finally opposed house demolition in Palestine. So like, even though he's a hardcore Zionist and all, he was like, yeah, maybe demolishing the homes of just bulldozing people's homes down and then awarding the land to someone else is wrong because that's just manifest destiny, right? But do you know why he said it was wrong?
Why?
Not because you're bulldozing down an innocent family's house and stealing everything they've ever made and just giving it to someone else, to God's chosen lunatics. He thought it was wrong because it was bad PR for Israel.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, that it's.
So his reason was like, okay, you landed on the right result, but only because you thought it was bad public relations.
Well, so we got to use what we can against these a-holes, you know, bad PR.
He's going down.
Because they'll do it. He's going down, yes.
Patreon's getting sued. Arbitration's hitting Patreon. Glenn's still in jail. And Ghislaine's going to, I call her Ghislaine because that's what she was, Ghislaine. She cannot hack jail, and she keeps making mistakes, having the inmates polish the floors for her and telling the judge she should be housed in a luxury hotel in Manhattan. Like, the level of arrogance of this woman is indefinite. And she doesn't realize, because she's been able, they call her socialite, which is code for spoiled brat. She doesn't understand that you don't get to be in control of every situation forever, and that her behavior is pissing off the judge and pissing off the jail. The two groups you need to not piss off the most, right? So she's not going to get mail. She didn't get bail. She's not going to be able to block any of these discovery. She wasn't able to block her prior case. All this information is going to come out. I don't think the uber wealthy are going down because they have so much power, but I could see people on her level, like Sarah Kellen. I would love for Jean-Luc Brunel to be in there, and possibly Alan Dershowitz. Like, those, they could go down. Could it go up to Ehud Barak and Bill Clinton and Ehud Omar, Andrew? Probably not. I hope so, but that's just, I'm so used to justice never happening that it's hard for me to believe. Even if the evidence is pointing that way, I'm like, something will happen. They'll just kill her. What, you know what I mean? But it is possible. So I say aim high and hope for the best, but expect the worst. But we are on the offense now. She is in jail and she will squeal. And the judge, you know, everyone's afraid, oh, they're going to let her out. Mm-mm. She seems to be. Preska is on this. And the fact that they tried to assassinate another judge, Judge Salas, who was, now she was overseeing the financial wing with Deutsche Bank. Still, that's just as much of a crime, right? Because that hurt so many people and financial means. And the two things are related because some of the things they do is they'll give predatory loans intentionally to small African nations, knowing the level of poverty that it's going to cause, because that's just now creating an environment where you can steal kids.
Yeah, I know. That's what they did to Haiti.
The conflict between the Sudans led to child soldiers and sex workers, because that's their only way out, right? So if we could stop the wars and stop the predatory lending, there wouldn't be so many people in impoverished conditions in the first place. So they wouldn't be able to prowl around trailer parks and stuff and grab girls, because there wouldn't be any trailer parks. And they wouldn't be able to just scoop kids up in Africa who are desperate in work or starved conditions, because there wouldn't have been a civil war in Sudan. There wouldn't have been a Biafran war in Nigeria. None of these things would have happened. That all starts with these, I hate saying globalists, but I don't feel like naming everybody, but these financial institutions that are giving out predatory loans, knowing what the results would be. That's got to stop. The corporate welfare, the predatory lending, the exploitation of these commodity companies in a lot of the third world, they get arrested and charged for white collar crimes now and then, but it's always costs less to do the time or pay the fees than what they make from doing
it's
the crime.
It's just the cost of business for them.
There's a quick fix for that.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, they just weigh the options. Like, if we get caught, what happens?
Okay, how do people get hold of you? Mm-hmm. They need to follow you. So, you are very courageous. I am so impressed with the work that you've been doing. How do they get hold of you? And give us your spiel.
Courageous or stupid, one of those.
Well, here, you know, once you learn, you can't unlearn, right? And I feel the same way. I'm like, I don't have a choice.
You just gotta.
I can't not. I know.
How could you be quiet about this kind of stuff? It could be my kids. You know, I got it. Someone's got to do it.
I don't know even. I can't stop. Okay, so how do they get hold of you?
I get banned on so many places so often. The safest place is my website. It's the Anti-Neocon Report. It's ancreport.com. And that has everything else. I've been kicked off Twitter twice in the last month. I use my wife's Twitter from time to time. I'm on VK. I'm on a lot of things. And we have a Discord. We lost that a month ago. We started a new one. So that's why I don't promote any of that, because it might be gone after this interview. But ANC Report will be there. And that will lead to all the other things. I do have a YouTube, knock on wood. And I can send you the links and so on. But if anyone wants a map, ancreport.com/tips. Anyone that donates $50 or more will get a nice, shiny map in the mail. And a huge thank you from everybody at ANC Report. And the reason it costs that much is because of the printing and tubing and all, and because of COVID-19. Like, I can't even get maps to Australia because they block the mail. So it's something else. People are hurting, but that's the place to come and follow us. And it's not just on Epstein. We cover the Syrian war conflict and, well, many things. So if you're an anti-war activist, or, you know, you're of sound economics, kind of that Ron Paul ilk, you'll enjoy the site. And we're also on brand new tube. Got a brand new tube channel called at Ryan Dawson Show. You should be on brand new tube. Are you on there already?
I know. I'm looking at that. I got to get on all of these. We got to get on that.
Yeah. When you get on, you can just mirror your videos over there. You can import them for time being, and then you can do some originals. And I like that because I can say whatever I want. I don't have to pull any punches because I know what I can't say on YouTube. So I hope people learn some. There's a lot of written material in ANC about the documents that were just released and some of the new nuggets, and as well as some of the nuggets we had but didn't really get a lot of attention. It was an opportunity to bring it up again. And those articles are all up on ANC. And really, thank you for having me on your show. And I also want to thank your fans for recommending you to me and me to you, because we wouldn't have come across each other otherwise, because we're both being shadow banned.
Yeah, exactly.
That's they so made it sad. Happen.
Okay. They did. Yeah. So I appreciate that. And I just think the fans, the listeners that share our material, because the only way it gets out is through sharing and getting it out there that way, because it's so hard for us to share and for anybody to actually see it. Get on my newsletter. That's what I need, is people on my newsletter, because nobody bans that.
Oh, I'll link to that. And guys, if we talk over each other a little bit, it's because of the distance between the countries. There's a little bit of lag before I hear what she says and she hears me. So, yeah, let's work together onwards and upwards. The more we network, the stronger we are. And finally, we have them on the defense.
Yeah, that's great.
And it was a glorious day when she got arrested. It was like, yeah, please don't die yet.
Well, and you're great.
When she goes, I hope it's dehydration from tears.
I hope so too. I mean, these people get what they deserve, and there's more of them. We got to change this culture. It's changing the culture of acceptance of this, and the media needs to get on board. Everybody, we just can't. It's zero tolerance. So thank you so much. I hope people subscribe to your work and support you, and stick around so we can talk about the new tube.
Excellent. Thank you so much.